Cadbury Time, introducing We Three. Johnny McMahon.
And Eula Parker.
With Margot Sheridan at the piano. The songs you like to hear brought to you by the makers of the delicious good health drink everyone likes, Cadbury's Born Vita.
What a combination.
Yes, indeed. Talking of combinations, Eula, how's this? Barley malt, full cream milk, eggs, and chocolate. How's that for a combination?
John, I have a sneaking suspicion you're talking of Born Vita.
Certainly I am, Euler. Just imagine those four delicious ingredients rolled into one.
I'm imagining.
Well, there you have the true picture of Cadbury's Born Vita. No wonder it's so good for you. Why, it helps soothe taut, tired nerves and induces sound, refreshing sleep the whole night through. And as for flavor, it's so rich and malty that you'll fall in love with Born Vita after the first sip. Order a tin of Cadbury's Born Vita tomorrow. Well, Eula, my pretty baby.
What was that you called me?
Did I call you anything in particular? Pretty baby?
There, you said it again. It's awful. Where did you get that expression, pretty baby?
Well, it's funny how you say things, you know. I suppose it was my subconscious talking. You see, as I left home, Bing was singing that number on the radio.
Oh.
And it made me think of you.
I don't think I know the number, John.
You don't? Of course, it's a few years old, but just a minute, and I'll show you how it goes on the piano.
All right. Da 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 da. Johnny, somehow I think I'd prefer you to sing it.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you, pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother, too. Pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
Everybody loves the baby, that's why I'm in love with you, pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too, pretty baby.
Pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time.
Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby.
Pretty baby, pretty baby of mine.
I like that, John. I can just imagine Bing singing it. He sings it beautifully.
Well, thanks.
No offense, Mint. I think you have a lovely voice.
I think you have a lovely voice, too.
Mutual Admiration Society. Oh, we said that together. Oh, hook fingers and make a wish, quickly. Longfellow.
Milton.
There.
I wish for a holiday. What did you wish for?
Oh, Johnny, you've spoilt it. You're not supposed to tell. It breaks the spell.
Eula, you surely don't believe in that sort of thing, do you?
Of course I do. I believe in wishing well. And I also believe in a lot of things. Things the daisies tell. I believe four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for that dream by the wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
Well, I believe I've got a headache. You mind if I sit down, honey?
Don't tell me my singing gave it to you.
Oh, no, dear, nothing like that. Just a little knock I got on the head, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you poor kid. Let me see it. That's a nasty bruise right near the temple, too. What happened?
A bridegroom punched me for kissing the bride after the ceremony.
Why should he do that? Everyone's allowed to kiss the bride.
I know. But it was 2 years after the ceremony.
Oh. And here I am wasting sympathy on you, you wolf.
Be careful, little Red Riding Hood. I might gobble you all up.
Talking of eating, honey, mm-hmm. Can I have one of these apples on the sideboard? Good, thanks a lot.
Go right ahead. Help yourself.
Hey, did you grow these yourself?
Mm, of course I did. You know we've got an apple tree, Johnny.
Yes, that's right. That's where I first met you. Remember?
Mm-hmm. In the shade of the old apple tree, when the love in your eyes I could see.
Where the voice that I heard, like the song of a bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me.
I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms as you said to me.
With a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree. Honey sweet from those red lips you see. I love you dearly, dearly, and I want you to love me. You are my honey, honeysuckle. I'm the bee. In the blossoms as you said to me. With a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
Well, that was a mighty nice apple while it lasted.
Don't tell me you're still hungry.
Of course I am. Euler, I haven't even started yet.
You ought to take it easy, Johnny, or people will be calling you McMahon and Corporation. Well, seeing you've hinted, I suppose I better get you some supper.
Honey, that's a wonderful idea.
I'll leave Margot to amuse you while I'm gone, huh?
Okay, and don't forget the Born Vita.
I wouldn't dare.
I feel much better after that, honey.
That's good.
Euler, may I use the phone, please?
Of course, Johnny. Put the threepence on the table.
Threepence? But listen, I'm your friend.
Oh, all right, then. You always get around me. Put the twopence on the table.
Oh. No wonder you've got a fur coat.
Hello? Oh, hello. Is that the Honeymoon Hotel? This is Mr. McMahon here, yes. Mr. John McMahon. You know, the radio chap. I've never heard of you either. Okay, forget it. What I want to know is if... Have you my room booked? Yes. Mr. and Mrs. McMahon. Oh, you have? Thank you.
How about a little celebration to the tingle of the wedding bell?
How about a little reservation at the Honeymoon Hotel?
Honeymooning's going to be my hobby.
Don't you think a honeymoon is swell?
Wait until we walk into the lobby of the Honeymoon Hotel. Cupid is the night clerk neath the stars above.
He just loves his night work,
and we just love to love. I'm a mister looking for his missus. As a missus, you do very well.
Bring along your things and all your kisses to the Honeymoon Hotel. This must be the hotel, dear.
Yes, looks like it, darling. Mm-hmm. What's the number again?
Oh, 103 Honeymoon Lane. Yes, this must be it.
Excited, dear?
A little, darling. Dear, do you think everyone will realize that we're just married?
Oh, of course not. How could they?
Oh, there's the receptionist, dear. She looks a bit fierce, doesn't she?
Yes, she does a little bit, but don't worry, darling. I'll fix her. Just watch me. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Just a minute, please. Can't you see I'm busy?
I'm sorry. I thought you were only looking at the... She's busy, dear.
Well, we can wait, darling.
Yes, we can wait, miss.
You'll have to.
Oh, she says we'll have to.
Shh, yes, I heard her, dear.
Now, what is it you're wanting?
We booked, that is, my wife and I. we booked a room in the name of...
What name?
McMahon, Mr. and Mrs. J. McMahon.
McMahon, now, let me see. J-K-L-M... No, McMahon's down here.
But I booked the room only last week.
I'm sorry. You cannot have a room without a reservation, and the hotel is booked out anyhow.
But my husband...
I'm afraid I can't do anything for you. There must have been some mistake.
Oh, John.
Now, don't worry, darling. You just leave it to me, honey. I'll fix it all up. Madam, I don't know whether you recognize me or not, but I'm John McMahon.
I beg your pardon?
My husband said he's John McMahon, the radio announcer.
Is that so? Well, I never. Oh, my goodness, may I have your autograph, please, Mr. McMahon? And my little daughter would just love one, too, if you don't mind. She collects them, you know.
Certainly, sir, certainly, with pleasure. But remember, we were talking about a room.
A room? Why, of course, Mr. McMahon. Now I come to think of it, there is a room vacant. I can give you 203.
203, good. 203 sounds just right, doesn't it, dear?
Oh, 203 sounds wonderful.
Well, follow me, please. This way, Mr. McMahon.
Dee-da-da-da-da-da-dee-dee.
Here we are, 203. I'll get the boy to bring your luggage up. I'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
Oh, John, it's a lovely room.
Yes, not bad, is it, honey?
Not bad? Why, it's perfect. It couldn't be better. Oh, you are wonderful, darling.
I'm glad you like it, darling. You know something?
Know what, dear?
Honeymooning's going to be my hobby.
Oh, darling, don't you think a honeymoon is swell?
You're my wife.
And you're my little hubby in the Honeymoon Hotel.
After the honeymoon, of course, comes life together in that rose-covered cottage round the corner. And wise is the housewife who always puts a tin of Bournvita on the grocery order. It's surprising the difference Bournvita can make when you're feeling tired, out of sorts, and not sleeping too well. The rich store of nourishment in Bournvita provides your system with the vital foods, minerals, and vitamins you need. It unwinds that nervous tension and prepares your body for the enfolding comfort of sound, untroubled sleep. And once you're sleeping soundly, you're halfway to good health again. Order a tin of Bournvita tomorrow. Bournvita, with the Cadbury name for quality. So comes time for us to say goodbye. Till next time, this is Johnny McMahon.
And Eula Parker.
With Margot Sheridan at the piano saying, goodbye for now.